Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I have a full studio this morning. Elena Gustafson from SAFE with the Boys Run program is here to talk about Boys Run. And I have three boys who are involved in Boys Run. We're going to start with some introductions. On the left, EJ, can you introduce yourself and tell us what grade you're in?
I'm EJ Richards and I'm in third grade.
All righty. Could you introduce yourself, Silas?
I'm Silas and I'm in fourth grade.
All righty.
I'm Sean McGron and I am in fourth grade.
Okay, so you guys are in Boys Run, and we're going to talk a little bit first with Elena about what that program is. And then we're going to talk with you boys about why you've decided to be in the program and what that's like for you. And you have a big event coming up this weekend. So Elena, tell us about Boys Run. This is your first year.
Right. This is our pilot year of the program. The full title is Boys Run E2Klatsin, which means strengthen your spirit. And this is a program that SAFE developed in partnership with quite a few organizations as a counterpart to our Girls on the Run program. After its big success, we wanted to find a similar empowerment program for boys, but there was no national equivalent. So we created our own, and it's really locally based and has a lot of Southeast Alaska traditional values incorporated into it. And after a long process of creating it, we're at the end of our pilot season, which is hard to believe, and have our 5K celebratory fun run coming up this Saturday.
Now, this is for what grade levels?
Third through fifth grade boys.
Okay, so third through fifth grade boys. This is your first year doing it. The 5K is coming up this Saturday. EJ, can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to join this program? What made you decide you want to do Boys Run?
What made me decide to do Boys Run was that my mom said there's going to be a lot of people there, and I just wanted to make a lot more new friends and stuff.
So have you been able to do that?
Yes, I've been able to do a lot more than I thought I did.
Really? Like what? So you made new friends. What else have you done with Boys Run?
Well, I've learned to control my emotions and stuff like that.
Oh, and how has the running been?
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Are you running further than you thought you could?
Yeah, a lot farther.
Okay. Well, and Silas, tell us about why you got involved in Boys Run.
I run a mile every summer, so I wanted to see if I could run 3 miles or if I could start running more if I wanted to.
Well, what do you do in Boys Run? What's a typical meeting like? Well, you get together and what do you do?
We talk a little bit about what EJ said, or pressuring people, or not getting mad when people are trying to make you mad.
So you talk about things that help you learn how to interact with others and help you learn about how to be sort of a healthy kid in this world and grow up into a healthy adult. Where does the running come in? When do you run?
Well, after we talk, we sometimes run, and we run for a warm-up.
Do you like running?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So has this been a really good experience running with a whole bunch of other kids?
Yes.
Well, okay, and then Sean, tell us about why you got involved.
I got involved because it surprised me that they're actually making a Boys Run, and I got a chance to show everyone how fast I run.
Oh, so you'd enjoyed running before.
Yeah, I love running so much, and I was actually pretty surprised when they started talking about being respectful and all a bunch of other things, and it really made me open to being a nicer kid and making new friends.
Well, it sounds like it's been a really great experience for you. You have your really big event coming up on Saturday, the 5K. How are you all feeling about it? Whoever wants to speak can just move closer to the mic and speak.
Well, I feel sort of nervous.
Okay, great. Okay, so let's start with Sean. Sean, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling nervous, happy, and excited all at the same time because I get to run with EJ, Elliot, and Camden, my three friends that are in the Boys Run.
Okay. And then, Silas, you mentioned you're feeling a little nervous.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Why are you feeling a little nervous?
I don't really know if I am prepared for the 3 miles, but my dad's going to run with me.
Oh, that sounds really great. That sounds great. And EJ, what about you? How are you feeling about it?
I feel sort of nervous, confident, and my grandma and dad is running. I mean, grandpa and dad is running with me. My dad's just outside there. I feel really confident, and I think I'm able to do it and stuff.
Wow. Well, Elena, these guys are really, really excited and really tuned into what the program is all about. Tell us a bit about this talking component they've been mentioning.
Well, through Boys Run, even though we are training to run a 5K at the end of the season, another big component of it is incorporating healthy lifestyle skills and including skills related to, like Sean said, respect. As EJ and Silas said, thinking about how we respond with our emotions and how we can respond in a positive way as opposed to sometimes a destructive way, and how to deal with things like peer pressure. So throughout the season, we're trying to have short conversations in each lesson and fun activities that help reinforce these ideas about nonviolence and respect.
And how many boys are involved?
We have 16 boys who have been involved this season, and we also have 6 amazing coaches who have been helping us out all through the fall and have helped us really have a successful first year.
What are your hopes for next year?
Well, next year we do hope to expand the program, possibly have 2 teams next year. We hope that just with the bit of changes that we've figured out from this pilot season, that we'll have a really, really strong curriculum, and that there'll be more community members who know about the program and are interested in being involved in the 5K and supporting the boys overall.
Well, how can the community be involved in this upcoming 5K?
Well, few big things that they can do is that anybody in the community is welcome to come out and be a cheerleader along the course, can join us. We'll be starting at Crescent Harbor at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and the run will start at 10:30. And the course goes from Crescent Harbor along the Seawalk through Totem Park and back. So community members are welcome to station themselves anywhere along that route to cheer on the boys as they run by.
Well, guys, that's coming up, and that is pretty exciting. It sounds that, like, for at least some of you, this whole experience is about more than just yourself. It's about your friends, and it's about your family, and that you feel really supported in this. You guys looking forward to running with your friends and family?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Was that surprising for you, how much support you get from friends and family?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that help you do this?
Yes.
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 Yeah. Well, you know what? Good luck. Good luck on Saturday. And yes. I hear that you folks have a cheer that you do.
Yep.
Elena, do you want to help them do this?
Yeah. Do you all remember this?
Yeah.
It's in the back of my head.
Right? Okay.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ha-ka-ha-sine.
And you guys remember what that means?
Strengthen your spirit.
Well, that's our title, yeah. And that the cheer you all do at the end means?
The strong one.
The strong one. We're working throughout the season on the idea of strengthen your spirit, both your physical spirit and your inner spirit.
So you're discussing what strength means. Mm-hmm. And it's about more than just muscles.
Yeah.
Yep. It's about spirit. Well, you know, thank you, boys, so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with EJ Richards, Silas Demmert, and Sean McGraw. Good luck again on Saturday. And we've also been speaking with Elena Gustafson. Elena, and boys, any parting thoughts? Anything you'd like to say before we go off air?
Well, I would just like to say, hi, Dad.
All righty.
I just welcome all community members to join us for the 5K. There's more information on SAFE's Facebook page, including the map of the route. So anybody is welcome to come and join us as a volunteer or as a cheerleader or come and join in as a runner.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.